All right, we're here at the Commodity Classic. And during Classic on Thursday, we had a learning center session on ideas to break through yield barriers. And one of the growers who was on that panel is Adam Watson of Villa Grove, Illinois. You do pronounce it Villa Grove, right? Not like Willa Grove or something like that, you know, Illinois. And and Adam, tell me a little bit about your operation there in Illinois.
It's a corn and soybean operation, and there's four of us involved in the family that farm. It's myself, my father, my uncle, and his son. He's my cousin. And we grow food-grade corn for Frito-Lay, and then we also grow production seed beans for Pioneer.
All right. So on the panel, what were some of the things that you wanted to get across about your own production practices that are helping you get higher yield?
The production practices that I have seen work are the ones that I've done testing with to prove that they work. So we do a lot of trials on our farm, and stuff that even just may seem as simple as doing an emergence trial and following it all the way to yield and figuring out ways to just do the little things early to make sure that the plants have the best possible chance later on.
Okay, so one of the biggest issues these days is conservation. Conservation practices, making sure we take good care of the soil and thereby not only enhancing our yields, but also protecting the environment at the same time. How does that work on your farm?
It is a part of what we do, and making sure that we're not over-applying and wasting is another way of saying that too. But variable rate technology has been the biggest thing that we've implemented into our farm. And that these products are expensive, and we don't want to be paying for them any more than the next guy. So if there's ways that we can reduce, we are definitely using it.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because really, I mean, of course, what's changed the face of agriculture is all the precision technology tools that we have available, and there's more and more coming every day. What's most important, besides the variable rate technology, what are the most important precision tools that you use on your operation?
This year we're implementing a UAV, and we're going to utilize one, and we're going to be able to have the sensors on it that can give back data to us and be able to... I want to know today what I need to do tomorrow, and be able to have the technology to tell me what deficiencies I have in our plants. And if I don't have deficiencies, I don't need to be out doing anything. So it's not necessarily that you use it to go out and do more. It's maybe you can not have to do a pass. So there's ways of saving with it also.
Well, one of the things that we have here at the Commodity Classic is the biggest trade show that they've ever had. Every year it gets bigger and bigger. There's a lot of different companies with different products here. What companies' products have you used that have worked best for you?
Stoller is for sure one of them. We have seen plant stress reduction with the products that they provide, and being able to work with a diverse group of they're so diverse in what they have in their background and all of the scientists that are working on the products. But then not only that, but just the in your field salesmen that are out there walking with you and consulting you along the way of knowing the products that they have and knowing how it needs to help your situation on your farm at the time.
So what does Stoller help you with? Is it nutrient management, that kind of thing?
Yeah, there's a little bit of nutrient management, but really it's more along the lines of just stress reduction with the plant, and there's some hormone products that you can use, and just keeping the plant healthy starting early on at even the in-furrow stage of when you're planting, and then just spoon-feeding, if you will, along the way. It doesn't have to be... just a huge broadcast blanket application of these products, but there's timely applications of certain products.
Well, we're really talking about maximizing yields. Now, you're growing various types of corn, white corn, you know, the food-grade corn, also seed corn, and soybeans, and so your yields are going to vary depending on that. But for example, last year, what were your yields like?
Our corn yields last year were the best that we've actually ever had. We had a farm average of, I think it was 213 for a farm average, which is just, it put a big smile on my face. I was very happy with it. And our soybeans were average. They were right at 60. But everything's based off of weather for the year. And the year before that, in 2012, we had the worst crop we've ever had in our life. So such a difference in just 1 year. But yield environment, I have a goal of a 300 bushel yield, and I'm not going to stop until I get it. So that's where I set my next plateau.
Well, as you know, Fred Below says, there's the seven wonders of the corn yield world, and on the top of the list is weather, and you can't control that. Yes, so, yeah, but what are you looking for? I mean, this year you're planning to plant, and what are you doing? Are you doing anything different this year than last year?
There's going to be I'm doing a lot more with the Enfuro products that we're using. I still think that there's a gap in there that we're not able to catch, and I still think that there's something going on in the V6 to tassel time range that I think we can capture some more yield with. But the one thing that it is the UAV. I really think that there's something that's coming there to help take us into another yield level environment. So it's not necessarily an application of a product with that machine, but it's the information that I can gain from it to go out and make changes on our farms.
So mainly you're going to use that to be able to see your fields from a bird's eye view and see what they need and what they don't need?
Yeah, and then there's crop imaging also that reflects plant health, basically, is a way of saying it. And it looks very similar to what a yield map would give you, but you can then go out and ground truth the information that you have, and you're scouting 100% of your acres then. You're not just walking out and walking in the end rows and going to the sweet spot of the field and knowing that, the rest of the field has to be just like that. This is a full operation scouting tool.
That is so cool. Now, you talked about how you do different trials on your farm. I mean, basically, you see what works and what doesn't work. I think probably one of the most important things is consistency and emergence and making sure that plants are as much alike as they can be. And I understand you did some trials regarding that to see, you know, to see what works for you.
We did do a trial with it, and it was my cousin that actually started it. And he works in our seed warehouse for our seed dealership, and so he's around the shop during the day helping customers. And so he was able to walk out to the field as the corn was just beginning to emerge out behind the farm. And the very first emerged corn in this row that he just randomly selected, he put a certain color flag of all those corn plants that were emerged that day. And day two, he went out at noon the next day, and he found the next emerged corn plants that were on day two, flagged those with a different color, and then day three did the same thing. And anything after day three was just the same color flag as day three. We followed it, and we looked at the crop throughout the year, and you just start comparing notes and looking at the plants and seeing that there actually is different growth differences in the plants, even on a day difference in emergence. We wanted to know, and proof is always in the pudding with us. We like to see stuff to believe it. And we took it to yield. We harvested the plants by hand, and we actually cut the plants off at the bottom, took them into our shop, laid them out individually how they were laying in the field, pulled all the ear husks back, and actually started counting rows around on the ears and then ear length. And anything that was emerged in that very first day, let's say, of the very first emerged, all the ears in that were 18 around and 35 to 37 in ear length. And then one of them was actually a 20 around in ear size. Day two, all of them, every one of them was a 16 around and about a 34 to 36 length. Day three, we never did have a ear on any of the day three plants. They were either a runt, a weed, or it died. It just died. And so there were flags that were actually out in the field that didn't even have a plant. And what it proved to us is the fact that we have got to do everything we possibly can to improve emergence, to narrow down that time frame, to get these plants to come up and not become a weed.
What is going to help you do that?
There's some Enfuro products that Stoller has for sure that we're going to be able to utilize with it. Just an example is BioForge. But there's also just some pop-up fertilizers that we can add in, and then just some seed firmers. And if nothing else, just have your planter maintained properly and planting's not a race. It just, it's the first one that's done doesn't win necessarily the yield contest. So there's little things along the way that we need to make sure we're slowing down to do.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add, Adam?
No, this has been wonderful, and I appreciate you guys getting the message out, too.
All right. Thank you so much. Here at the Commodity Classic, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.